Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. Today's episode has been entitled Just Be Still. As always, I would like to thank everybody who have supported me in this journey. It means a lot, and I appreciate it. It has helped me in more ways than you will ever know. And I hope that my podcast has been a blessing to you as well. On Sunday was the 1 year anniversary of my daughter's death. And I have concluded that it doesn't get any easier. It's just bearable, a little bit bearable. But I thank God again, even though short, I thank God for the 34 years that He gave me with Stephanie. We have questions that, we'll never get the answer to. And we, they often say, don't question God or whatever it may be. But, I have found myself, asking God some questions. And not that He may, I'm not saying that He hasn't answered me. And obviously, if God does answer me, the answer still wouldn't be what I want it to be. Because, of course, anybody that has lost a loved one, they prefer that their loved one is here with them. And that's how I feel, But anyway, I thank God for, the years that He allowed me to have my baby. And I ask, for your continued prayers for me and her kids and the rest of my family. Because again, it doesn't get any easier. We just, you just learn to cope with everything that's going on. And today's episode, as I stated, is called Just Be Still. And I entitled that Just Be Still because when you're in a season of waiting and there are times that you want the process to be over and done with. As I previously stated, I feel that I'm in a season of isolation and I feel stagnant. I feel like God isn't moving and it's irritating me, on some level. I feel like, oh God, I've been here long enough. I'm tired. I'm ready for a breakthrough. I'm ready. And I've just been thinking to myself that, I've been going so long and doing it Cheryl's way and just going. And I just think that maybe God just, wants Cheryl to just be still. And I, told you guys that I'm very much a I will figure it out type person. And God has me in this space where You can't figure it out. It's nothing that you can do about anything that's going on in your life right now, except for to just be still. And not only be still, but be still and know that I am God. And let me fix it for you this time. And, as I previously mentioned, that I've been out of work for, it's been over a year now, and I've been applying for jobs and the whole nine, and, you know, nothing's come through, and it can make you a little frustrated because, you know, got to take care of the girls, got to take care of myself, and it puts you in an anxious situation, and it has left me anxious and with a bit of anxiety, and you know, because of the work way that I am, you know, things bother me, and you know, I take it to heart, and I try not to let anything bother me. You know, fix what I can fix, and what I can't fix, I can't fix. So, you know, I've been praying and praying, and I feel like, you know, God hasn't answered me. I haven't heard from him, and I'm wondering, like, when is he going to come through for me? And somebody said, you're going to win. Don't worry about the win, the W-H-E-N. But it's kind of hard to not worry about the win. And am I going to W-I-N win? Because I've been here so long and, like, I'm tired. And God just, like, come on. And I have learned that because I am an overthinker, I've learned that I've had to quiet the mind. And, you know, it would be easier on anybody, not just me, anybody that's going through anything, no matter what it may be, you know, it would be so much easier for, you know, if we knew God's plan, you know, if we knew God's plan, then we would, you know, at least have a sense of direction on, you know, which way to go. And I have learned that, you know, you got to trust God's plan, even when you don't understand it. Even when you can't see his hand, you got to trust him. And it's crazy, but, you know, I'm honest with myself these days. And it's helped me so much because, you know, I'm struggling with trusting God, and I hate that I am, but I've been stuck in so long, and I don't see anything happening, and it's made me struggle and, you know, almost lose hope at one point. And, you know, you know, sometimes I'm driving and I'm like, God, you know, I'm struggling with my faith and trusting you. And, like, God, forgive me, because, you know, if you can't trust nobody, you surely can trust God. And I really feel bad about that space that I'm in, that I'm struggling to, you know, trust God. I hate that, because I want to be able to, you know, trust him and lean on him and depend on him. without reservation. And, you know, I think for so long that I've been trying to fix things and on my own and do it my way, and, you know, and I think God is saying, okay, enough is enough, you know, because at some point you got to stop. You got to sit still, and you're going to have to deal with whatever it is that you've been running from. You have to deal with it, because you can't run from it forever. And, you know, I've realized that my fixing has only been Band-Aids on a festering wound that I put a bandage on to just get me to the next step, you know. And then I get to the next step and the wound is open again and bleeding, and then I gotta, you know, patch it up in my own way and then go to that step. And the first couple steps, did I really come through them? No, because, you know, I just put a little bandage on them. It's an open wound that needs surgery. And, you know, it's like, you know, God gives us the chance to do it voluntarily or involuntarily. And, you know, he gives us, he does, he affords us the chance to do it right, get it right, or, you know, invite him in, do it God's way. And so I'm learning, you know, the season I'm in, you know, it hasn't been the greatest. I probably cried more than I've prayed, if I'm being honest. And, you know, the one thing about learning to just be still, you know, I've realized that I've had to admit where I'm at, admit that I'm in trouble, I have an issue, I have a problem. Because even when God tries to stop you in your tracks or whatever that may be, when God tries to do that and you're not willing to surrender or even admit that, yeah, I'm in a messed up space, I'm a mess, you know, if you don't sit with that and realize where you are, then more than likely you will keep doing things your way. And that's not good. So, you know, I'm learning to be honest with myself in every, even in the smallest thing. You know, sometimes my anxiety, when it tries to flare up, you know, sometimes I could just think something and, you know, it could bother me, and, you know, then here come anxiety, and you know, I you know, I'm trying to, you know, have a different perspective on everything that I've been going through, you know, lately. And the biggest thing that I do know is that, you know, God wants this season of my life to be about, you know, me and him. He wants Cheryl's undivided attention. And being still is not the easiest thing to do. And I put the just on there, just like, you know, when the kids are running around and you're getting on your nerve, just sit down. That's what we tell the kids. So some days, you know, I've been telling myself, sure, just be still. No matter what you do or try to finagle, no matter what you do, Cheryl, it's not going to work out like that. So just be still. Quiet the mind. Speak life into your situation, because you know, I'm learning that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And what you say about you, it really matters. So I'm trying to, you know, speak life into myself, be positive. And even though, you know, some days I do speak life into myself, but do I always believe it? No, I don't. But I'll continue to speak life into myself until I do believe it. I just want to, I just want to thrive. I think I've been in survival mode for so long. And I have some plans and, you know, things that I want to accomplish in my life. And, you know, getting older, you know, that kind of bothered me. Like, you know, I felt like I just turned 53. I don't have nothing to show for my life. And you know, God, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. And again, inviting God and after the fact instead of consulting him before. And, you know, I think I told you guys before that what I'm trying to do is such a big undertaking that, you know, I was trying to dot all these I's, cross all these T's, incorporating the business, you know, and I wanted God to bless it my way. And, you know, when I think about it now, you know, I felt like, you know, I had a point to prove to the people that threw me in the pit, so to say. And, you know, I felt like I wanted to let some people know that, yeah, you might have counted me out, but, you know, I'm still here and I'm still going to do what I set out to do, you know, not realizing that, you know, I don't have anything to prove to anybody but myself. And, you know, I'm big on, I don't want to let me down. And I'm, you know, I'm hard on myself. I become disappointed because, you know, I haven't achieved what I wanted to achieve and I'm not where I want to be. And, you know, and God has spoke a word through somebody to me, you know, letting me know that, yeah, Cheryl, I gave you the vision, but I didn't give you the vision for you to accomplish it on your own. I'm going to do this thing through you. So when they see you, they will see me. And I'm like, you know, you hear, you know, you somebody come and give you a word from God. And of course, in my mind, you know, I want it to happen tomorrow. You know, I know it might not happen tomorrow, but, you know, the space I'm in where I'm not winning, nothing's happening. I feel like my life is spiraling and nothing's happening for me. That's how I feel. And I'm like, I still don't have no job. And, you know, some other things have came down the pipeline. And, you know, and I just feel stuck. And if you ever, you know, been in a place where it seems like nothing is going right, you take 3 steps and get knocked back 30 steps, and you feel like life is giving you all hell and all hell is breaking loose, and everywhere you turn, you know, and I've realized that no matter how good of a person you are, no matter how loving and caring you are, people will do you dirty and not even care, like not care at all. And, you know, you don't want to let, you know, that change you as a person, because life can come at you and it can cause you to, yeah, become somebody that you don't even recognize. But, you know, through all of that, I've been praying, and I ask God to give me the wisdom and discernment to know, you know, who needs to be in my circle and who not to be in my circle. And, you know, I've learned that, you know, where God is taking me, not everybody that I want to see win with me is, you know, they are able to go with me in this next season of my life. And I understand that God is saying, not them, they can't go. And, you know, I know you love them, and, you know, I know they're your family. I know they're your best friend at work. And, you know, God say no. And sometimes we don't always, you know, understand the whys. And God doesn't always, you know, reveal. And I was listening to a lady on TikTok the other day, and she said, God hid her value in plain sight of somebody. She said, God kept the scales on their eyes. And then when he was ready to introduce her, then that's when the scales were off. And God allowed them to see her, and they regretted, you know, like, wow. But her value had been there, you know, all along. God just didn't allow them to see it because he knew what they were doing, you know, behind her back or whatever. And, you know, a lot of times we don't understand God's ways, and, you know, his thoughts are not our thoughts. And that, you know, I'm forever grateful for that, because, you know, I've been, you know, hear a lot of people, you know, we quote in the scripture, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And when you go through stuff and you've been betrayed, you've been hurt, and life just comes, you have to really, really remember that and not allow the bitterness to well up in you, because bitterness breeds hatred on so many levels. And that can turn into, you know, a lot of people are in jail today because of a moment of anger. And, you know, I thank God that, you know, I am learning some things, and I have learned some things, but I thank God that, you know, I never, you know, thought about getting back at somebody, being revengeful, because it doesn't help the situation. It's not going to change the situation. And I prefer not to lose my blessing because I was mad with somebody about something that they did to me or whatever. So, you know, it's been the waiting is hard. In Lamentations 3:25, it said, "The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore I will hope in him. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." And, you know, don't lose your hope. Whatever you do, don't lose your hope. Because your hope is what keeps you going. And I always, you know, I have my moments where, you know, I'm tired, I don't want to do this no more, you know. And once I calm myself down and I'm like, okay, tomorrow may just be that day that my breakthrough comes. And I've been saying that for a lot of days. I've been saying that for a lot of days. And I'll keep saying it until I can definitively say that today was my breakthrough day. You know, eventually God is going to place me where I need to be placed to do what I need to do. And I, you know, just be still. And being still, you know, will allow you to also hear God's voice. Because it's quite hard to hear God's voice with all the noise, even just the noise of your mind, your mental state. And I try my best to just, you know, quiet my mind. Because one thing I am determined to win. I am determined to overcome all of this. And in the end, my testimony, my life will be a testament to others that you can make it through this storm. You can make it through this grief. You can make it through the heartache. You can make it through the rejections. And, you know, I don't nobody like to be rejected. But if you change your perspective, You know, I'm learning that you got to change your perspective on everything that you're going through, because let me tell you, if you look at what you're going through as face value, and you know, do it look a mess? Yes, it does. Do it feel good? No, it doesn't. Do it seem like it's never going to end? Absolutely. But everything, you know, little by little, I've realized that everything that I've been through is God redirecting me, you know, moving the pieces around. You know, like I said, you got to trust God even when you can't see his hand. So God is moving everything, you know, lining up things and you know, setting things up, getting ready. And it seems long to me because I'm in it. And anybody that's in anything that they don't like, that doesn't feel good to them, it's going to seem like a long time. But I do believe that in the end, when God gets finished with Cheryl, I'm going to see why the rejection was necessary, why you couldn't stay here, or why this person couldn't be in your life. And, you know, I think God is just, you know, I know he had to fix me to carry the weight of the vision, because I know the anxiety, suicidal, depressed feel Cheryl is unable to carry the weight of what I'm asking God to do in my life. So God had to take away some things that I thought I really wanted. Well, I really wanted, but God saw otherwise. Did it hurt? Absolutely. But I know God is, he's shifting things. He's going to make it all make sense eventually. But I know that I just had to just be still and I'm like a toddler right now, and I'm fidgety, and I want God to do something. You know, I say, God, just a little win. Like, give me a little win before the big win. I need something, you know. And it has become, yeah, some days I just, and do I still cry some days? Yeah, I do cry, because I just want God to come see about me. And in the meantime, in between time, until he does, I'm going to just be still and know that he is the God that doesn't make any mistakes, the God that did it yesterday, it's the same God that will do it tomorrow, today. He's the God of a second chance. And I just simply think that God is just asking me to just trust me, Cheryl. He said, I've allowed you to do it your way for so long, but now I need you to just trust me. That's all I'm asking you to do, is just trust me. And I'm going to just be still. No matter what. If I got to cry, I'll cry. So what? But I'm going to be still and trust that God is going to bring me out. And I'm going to be okay. And have a good report to tell you guys. So thank you again for joining me today. And just be still. And remember, there's nothing that you're going through that God can't bring you through. I love you guys. Until next week.